If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being stoic and emotionless? Trust me, it's way more than that. It's about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and peace even in the midst of chaos. And today, we're diving into something super important: self-care and self-love through mindfulness. Because let's be honest, how can we truly show up for others if we haven't shown up for ourselves first? Ever felt like you're running on empty, constantly giving and giving without refueling? You know that feeling when your cup is completely drained and everything just feels overwhelming? We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life, responsibilities, and demands that we forget to prioritize our own well-being. But guess what? Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about recognizing your worth, honoring your needs, and creating space for yourself to recharge and thrive. So how do we actually do this? How do we master the art of self-care and self-love through mindfulness? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to hold on to. 1. Start with awareness. First step is simply becoming aware of your needs. What brings you joy? What drains your energy? Pay attention to your physical, emotional, and mental states throughout the day. Are you feeling stressed? Anxious? Exhausted? Recognizing these signals is crucial because it allows you to take action before things spiral out of control. 2. Practice active rest. Rest doesn't just mean sleeping. It's about engaging in activities that truly allow you to relax and recharge. Think of things like reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to calming music, or simply spending time in quiet contemplation. These practices can help soothe your mind and replenish your energy levels. 3. Embrace gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be something as simple as a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude helps shift your perspective and fosters a sense of contentment. 4. Set boundaries. This one is crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain your time and energy. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and protect your well-being. Setting boundaries allows you to create space for self-care and prevents you from feeling overwhelmed. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you are human. You're going to make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Be patient with yourself, treat yourself with compassion, and celebrate your successes. Practice self-forgiveness and remember that progress is not always linear. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's a Friday evening, and you're feeling burned out from the week. You have endless to-do lists swirling in your head, and your phone won't stop buzzing with notifications. You could easily succumb to the pressure of doing more, trying to squeeze in one last task or activity before the weekend. But instead, what if you chose self-care? What if you took a long, hot bath, put on some relaxing music, lit some candles, and simply allowed yourself to unwind? Picture that feeling of warmth, peace, and quiet that washes over you as you release all the tension from the week. That's the power of mindful self-care. It's not about becoming a recluse or neglecting your responsibilities. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car without checking the oil level first, right? Self-care is like that. It's about ensuring your mental engine has what it needs to run smoothly and effectively. So remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your needs, practice active rest, embrace gratitude, set boundaries, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and rock those self-care practices. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little extra dose of stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or drop a comment on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep training that mind and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.